To say that the General Assembly adjourned without doing anything related to pensions isn't entirely true. It just didn't involve any of the state's 5 state-run retirement funds, which cover state workers, downstate and suburban teachers, public university employees, legislators, and judges.
This bill is concerned with the Chicago Park District Pension Fund.
To listen to Speaker Michael Madigan introducing the proposal to the Illinois House, it's seemingly inconsequential to anyone that doesn't work for the Chicago Park District.
It's a local pension system. It's not a state pension system. There's no state money involved.
Given that the package attracted little attention, despite all of the controversy over pensions, this plan passed pretty easily. Only 40 of the General Assembly's 177 members voted no. But the measure could prove significant. Like Illinois' retirement systems, the Chicago Park District's pension fund has far less money saved than it should, so much so that the Park District warns it's careening toward bankruptcy in a decade. With an eye toward getting back on track, the Chicago Park District asked the state for permission to change its retirement offerings. The measure reduces the size of workers' and retirees' pension payouts, raises the retirement age, and requires both the Park District and its employees to pay more into the pension fund. All concepts that have come up at some point or the other in state legislators' talks over what to do about Illinois' own pension situation, and all of which could be seen as a breach of a line in the state constitution that says government pensions from the states to a park districts shall not be diminished nor impaired. Key in on could be, here's Senate President John Cullerton.
If these unions object to this bill, they can go to court. We know what their arguments would be. They would say that we're unilaterally increasing employment contribution rates without any benefit increase, and there's no consideration. All those arguments would be made. There's no funding guarantee. But let them make it in court. In the meantime, we should pass this bill and recognize the fact that this pension system has come together to try to improve their finances. They need our support.
A law affecting Chicago area Metropolitan Water Reclamation District workers' pensions passed well over a year ago, but so far, no lawsuit has been filed to drop it. Some unions that represent Chicago Park District employees signed on to this plan. After all, it's in their interest the system doesn't go belly up. But SEIU 73 is adamantly against it. That's noteworthy because the local SEIU organization is a campaign contributor to Governor Pat Quinn, who's been clamoring for a state pension overhaul, putting him in a tricky spot. Likewise, a statewide organized labor coalition issued a statement saying the plan unfairly slashes constitutionally protected benefits and harms the retirement security of thousands of workers. Though they haven't explicitly said they will, the unions could sue. And if so, the Chicago Park District's pension plan would serve as a test case for Illinois' state systems. Again, Cullerton.
Until you get it in front of the court, you don't know for sure. And if the court does strike down the law, then at least we'd know what we can come back and work on as soon as possible.
For now, though, lawmakers are forging on with a proposal to reduce the state's pension costs in many of the ways the Chicago Park District did. There have been a bunch of attempts over the past couple of years, none of which have made it through for one reason or another, but the legislature's leaders are giving tempered signs an agreement may be near. Cullerton said yes when a reporter asked if a deal's closer than it had ever been, and the Senate's top Republican, Christine Rodonio, had a similar take on the last day of the veto session last week.
The good news is we've had 4 leaders' meetings in 2 weeks. There is a lot of focus on resolving this issue. I think a lot of good progress has been made. I know it's frustrating that we're leaving here after the veto session, which would have been very convenient to have everyone together and vote on something. But the fact of the matter is we want to get it right, and so it might take another few weeks to get numbers back and make sure everyone is satisfied with it.
Rodonio says it's different than before because this time all 4 of the legislature's leaders are actively engaged. As a result of those meetings, the leaders are eyeing a new platform. One of the central fights is what to do about the 3% compounded cost of living adjustments pensioners receive every year. It's seen as one of the biggest pension costs and therefore one of the best places to find savings. The leaders are looking at using a different formula. An employee would get a COLA on $1,000 times the number of years they worked for the state.
The concept is to make sure that our lowest paid and longest serving employees are protected from inflation. And, you know, it's the idea of a defined benefit is if people have something they can rely on. That's what Social Security is for people that don't have pensions. And we need to be sure that people at least have access to that level of a retirement benefit.
The leader's plan also uses a legal theory that President Cullerton has coined as consideration. In an attempt to ease concerns over the constitutionality of such changes, the leader's plan gives workers a mini perk in exchange for forcing them to take big benefit cuts. They would put 1% less of their paychecks toward their pensions. The employer, the state in this case, would have to pay more. There's a loose agreement this could be the way to go. Cullerton, Redonio, and Madigan have all said it's possible the General Assembly could come back, likely next month, for a vote. But President Cullerton says a lot depends on how much that would save. Actuaries are scoring it now. If it saves too much, it may be seen as too harsh a cut in workers' benefits. Or it could be seen as saving too little, not going far enough.
All of the leaders agreed that we're not going to vote on something unless we know how much money it saves. Yeah. And so that's where we are. That's the status. But people should know that we're working on it. We're close. All four caucuses are split. It's not a Republican versus Democratic issue.
Though it's framed as a compromise, even a leader's blessing won't move some legislators off their long-held and disparate opinions about pensions. Senator John Sullivan, a Democrat from Rushville, says he wouldn't vote for the latest proposal.
The benefits that are being taken away from both current as well as retired state employees goes far beyond what I believe the Constitution allows. So I think, and again, we haven't seen the final version, but from what I have seen thus far, I think it's unconstitutional.
Just what is and isn't constitutional is a question only the courts can answer. And maybe they'll be asked to do just that with the Chicago Park District's pension plan. But there are plenty of legislators who say they swore an oath to uphold the state's constitution, and they won't back any pension overhaul that would have them break that oath. I'm Amanda Vinicky.